Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
The sport of polo requires a large manicured pitch. In many of its venues, when the players and their horses take a break for biscuits, cucumber sandwiches, and cultured conversation, the spectators wander around that pitch replacing the divots, suggesting that polo is a game where service and good manners are assumed. Competitors often maintain their own polo ponies. These animals require barn space, lots of hay, and veterinary care for everything from split hooves to fractious tempers. Hence, it is not entirely inaccurate to characterize polo as a sport of the wealthy. Unless you replace the pitch with a muddy patch outside a funky bar and the horses with donkeys. Then anyone can play, and in Palmyra, Nebraska, almost anyone does.
It's donkey polo night at the Fifth Quarter Bar in Palmyra. Dozens of people, plastic cups in hand, mingle out back under the starlit skies, while 11 donkeys in a small pen graze the overgrown grass. Most people are here to watch the show, while a brave few sign up to ride. Four donkeys are led from the pen into the corral, two wearing red streamers, two wearing blue.
The only rule, you have to be on the donkey when you hit the ball, and you can't hit the donkey with the stick. All right, folks, we've got our contestants in. We'll get everybody set up. Wait for the whistle to get started with donkey polo.
Four young men saunter through the corral gate and mount their noble steeds. Their quest? Hit a beach ball into goals made of overturned buckets using plastic tubes as mallets. As they are about to discover, this is no easy task.
All right, looks like we're full. We've got four people in the arena. Let's go ahead and take off with this round of donkey polo. And they're off. Somebody was screaming like a girl.
Riding a donkey is a lot like driving a car. That is, if the car turns right when you turn left and suddenly accelerates when you want to stop. Now imagine leaning over and hitting a beach ball without falling off your ass. Actually, it's not so much the falling off part you have to worry about as what you might fall into.
Just a word of advice to our contestants. You probably don't want to run behind your donkey. It's just a thought. But all of that stuff that I said it wasn't all dirt in the pen, well, it comes from somewhere. Whoa, Cody, down on the ground. It's hard.
Cody Houston has just discovered what it is you should not fall into.
That would be an example.
So what happened out there?
Well, I'm not really sure. I think that my donkey went one way and I went the other.
And what was the result of that?
Well, I think I landed in a big pile of more than I was signed up for, I think. They didn't tell me about that part. I'm covered in it tonight.
Each round is only 3 minutes long, which is just as well, because as one rider put it, donkeys are kind of bony and they don't feel the best sitting on top of.
Put your hands for your contestants. These people really worked at this event. They're going to be worse for wear tomorrow, but the blue team comes out on top. 2 points for the blue team.
It's one of those stupid redneck type things that people just, they just want to come out and do it.
That's Bill Fahler, co-owner of the Fifth Quarter Bar. He and his wife, Brenda, started holding donkey polo matches here a year ago. Fahler says it can bring in 75 to 100 people a night, which is pretty good for a small town bar.
It has boosted business quite a bit, but we're attracting those college kids. That's the interesting thing. You know, they're wanting to come out and play and be competitive and do a little bit of drinking.
20-something Daryl Dammy is all ready to go, even though he's never ridden a donkey before.
Oh, no, but I brought my spurs, brass knuckles, shocker, helmet, knee pads, elbow pads. I think I'm good.
I hear they don't let you use any of that, though.
Oh, well, then why am I here?
After his turn in the corral, Dammy is still looking for answers.
My donkey wouldn't go right. I was trying to get him to go in reverse and do a cookie. But my donkey was confused, man.
I think you were confused.
The brains behind donkey polo, such as they are, is Bruce Sturdy. His daughter Tanya calls the play-by-play. Sturdy and his crew truck in the donkeys, help people up, urge the animals to move around the corral, and rotate them in and out of the pen so they don't get overworked. When one donkey starts to kick, Sturdy quickly replaces him.
They got attitudes. And when they get an attitude, you just as well not argue with them, just get them out of here. And like that one tonight has been working good all year long. And tonight, he's mad about something, so you just well take him out and forget about it. Yeah, when you get one like him that got mad tonight, I don't want nobody to get hurt, so we pull him right away.
Sturdy may have dreamed up the sport in this part of the world, but a quick internet search shows donkey polo is also played in Mexico, southern Italy, Jamaica, and England, among other places. Donkeys all over the world have many things in common. They don't do what you tell them to do. If you don't like it, they may just drop you into a pile of something unexpected. And when they get tired of it all, they can go have a snack. Maybe the donkeys aren't the dumb ones. For Only a Game, I'm Martin Wells in Palmyra, Nebraska.
From one ass to another ass, I'll see you there, man.
That story about donkey polo by Martin Wells will be featured on Saturday's program. We'll also be talking baseball, of course, with Tim Kirchin, who by now may be among the many with Rockies in his head. And there will be football, too. Ron Schachter will have a story about how the Atlanta Falcons are doing without suspended quarterback Michael Vick, and we'll examine some of the curious results college football has generated this fall. As Halloween looms, I'll be talking with Susan Warren, who has written a book about the cultivation of pumpkins so big that in order to carve them, you would need scaffolding and a chainsaw, if not explosives. So join us, and remember, you can always hear the program at onlyagame.org.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with a solar sensing climate control system. Learn more at Acura.com.